My name is Sahastra Chekirala. I'm a freshman. This is my second semester here at the University of Arizona. I specialize in classical guitar performance. And yeah, my minor is organ, which I've recently enrolled in. It was kind of noticed when I was in my senior year of high school. I was doing a lot of like AP classes like calculus, AB, BC, and then like physics and chemistry, ABC. There are like a lot of papers and I kind of got really stressed. But then at the same time, in order to get out of the stress, I was also listening to Taylor Swift. And yeah, it kind of got all of my stress out. And I guess Taylor Swift was the reason that I did well on my exams, because I was not thinking too hard on like how well I will do on my calculus paper or yeah, something like that. It was like, I don't know, I like all of them. But then, well, it was my senior year and that's when like the album Folklore released. And I think my favorite song in that is Exile, which was featured by Bon Iver. It kind of has this relaxing piano chord progression. Yeah, it kind of soothes up the mood. No, I don't think so, because like Taylor Swift got another album, Midnights, and yeah, it kind of is more better than Folklore, I think. That's my bad thing, because I listen to one Taylor Swift album and then there is another Taylor Swift album which is so better than the previous one that I wouldn't even look at the previous one. Yeah. Well, I don't know, because like whenever I listen to songs, it just like plays on randomly. I do not save all like the songs that I listen to like today that I would be listening to tomorrow, unless until it's like for a specific class that I have to listen to them because they show up on the exam. But then it's only for Taylor Swift that I do that, not for other artists, no. I think it was during my middle school, like specifically sixth grade, I guess. It started off with the song Love Story. That was my first guitar song too. So yeah, that was like my first song to learn to play on acoustic guitar, because I was more focused on playing like classical guitar. And yeah, I never really touched playing the acoustic guitar, even if it was like sitting in my room for like so many years. And I discovered Taylor Swift and I knew that she was also doing like guitar. So I learned most of her songs on acoustic guitar. Yeah. No, I do not. I don't think I'm a good singer.
Just playing along with her.
Just playing along. Yeah. I think it depends upon like the piece. For example, like my first Taylor Swift song was not like the best song that I ever played on the guitar, because it was really hard. And that was my first time playing the acoustic guitar. And we all know that the classical guitar and acoustic guitar both have a different approach. And most importantly, the acoustic guitar's fretboard was really small, which took me like 5 months to adapt to it. And then till then I was like practicing it, but I kind of mastered it like 5 months after like I first started working on it. So I think it depends. Like not all of the songs are like easier to perform than just listening to them. I mean, if I kind of like personally like any song, I'll just like, if it's any pop song, then I would go on YouTube and then just see like a few videos and like pick one of those which is like easier. But that's not an approach that I use for like classical music, because I will search on like a few of the sheet musics and then pick out one of them which is my favorite, something like that. So but then like I realized after the sixth grade that the Hall You're Not is kind of like getting on books about Taylor Swift, and they kind of have the sheet music of her work, so I guess that made my work easier. I think I just listen to her like randomly. Like if I feel like I want to listen to Taylor Swift, I just play like any song in random, but I'm not so focused like this is the moment when I have to listen to Taylor Swift. It just happens randomly. I do know that music plays like a specific role in a person's life. As I mentioned before, it played an important part for me because it used to remove my stress off. Whereas for others, I think it depends, because like maybe you want to kind of elevate your mood and you might be listening to music, or maybe some people just listen to music when they just want to sleep, or few people have sleeping issues and they turn on music and then yeah, So it depends upon the person, like why they want music to be a part of their life. And I think it just comes along with time.